Wishing you a fabulous Tuesday and hope you're having a lovely week so far. So as I mentioned in the text yesterday, we are going to be focusing on creating now. We've done the part of setting a foundation of receiving, and I know that you won't over the space of a week and a half or 2 weeks have fully embraced that or been able to set that great foundation. It's a work in progress. So just keep doing everything that you're doing and moving in that direction of receiving. So recently this was kind of described to me as moving from, say, energy where you're giving and giving and giving of yourself, but it's like when we sit back nearly like on a throne and kind of draw and bring things towards us, it's like we bring ourselves into a receiving space, a little bit like a queen, if you want to say, or a goddess. So if you're thinking of yourself in that space, it actually is a really lovely energy. And obviously also giving to people is great, but we have to receive to make sure the energies are balanced. And that's what it's all about. And that is actually the aspect of creation, because it's about flow. When we're in a really good space in ourselves, we have the ability to create because we're in a place of balance. We're in a place of clarity. And when we're in those places of balance and clarity, we open up the space for good things to come in, and nearly like a magnet, we pull and draw those things in like that queen or goddess energy. So when you are in flow and in flow of giving and receiving, everything moves in that energetic space of balance, equal energy, and a really just beautiful feeling. And it's kind of like an expression of, well, I know if I give, I'm going to get back. It's like, I know if I spend money, it's going to come back. It's going to flow back into my life. I know that if I give love, I receive love. And obviously, when we're in a place where we're not creating as much as we want in our life, or we're not getting to that space, there is a deficit probably in your receptivity, which we spoke about last week. So I wanted you yesterday to think of a part of your life that you wanted to achieve something over, you know, by the end of September. Or something you wanted to create by the end of September, and something you wanted to create by the end of the year. I think it's really good to put a little bit of a time frame on these things, because we'll think of something more immediate and then we'll think of something a little bit more in the short term, let's say. So I hope at this point that you have thought about those things. Now, obviously, we've done a lot around visualization to help towards manifestation, and that is a really good energy. And I talked about that as well last week in terms of keeping the vision alive in your mind. But really, it's about the creativity. So once we're in balance and once we're in flow, like I said a moment ago, that creative space opens up. The clarity and the precision and the focus that we have to create is actually sitting there to be utilized. So if you're feeling run down, burnt out, anxious, overwhelmed, stressed, it's not a very creative space. If you're feeling flow, balance, ease, relaxed, you can see why that would be a more creative space. So in this week, as we focus a lot more on the creativity, I want you to really ask yourself what place you're in at the moment. How are you energetically vibrating? Because yes, we're creating this new foundation of receptivity. Yes, we're going to move more into queen or goddess energy and draw these things to us and feel okay about it. But it's just about where you're at in yourself. Now, every week I send you an emotional tracker, and I sent a text out actually just like while we're talking about this to say, if you hadn't received your trackers for your goals and for your emotional stuff for July and August, to let me know. It seems that because I'm using a different software to do that, nobody actually got their email. So I need to figure out why you haven't got it yet. So that's going to take me this week to do. But keep continuing to do your summaries, because it'll be lovely when you do get them to see the track through July, August, and into September. And if you haven't been tracking, I really would suggest that you do this, particularly with this topic, because if you're clued into how you're feeling, you're going to be clued into whether you're in a receptive and creative space to actually make these things happen, make your dreams come to fruition, and also bring these moments to, I suppose, your desires actually to get your outcome to happen, I should say. So I just wanted to talk a little bit about creativity as well, because asking you, number one, for today to look at where you're vibrating energetically. Is that stressed? Is that relaxed? Is that nervous? Is it overwhelmed? Is it balanced? Is it in flow? Whatever that might be. But also it's about what you see in your mind when you're thinking of what you want to create, which we spoke about last week, which is like the picture of you achieving or creating the thing that you wish to achieve or create. So keeping that picture in your mind is also really, really important. But I would like to help you now start to create. We need you to create now to get these things moving in your life, to actually start to see some results. This is the thing that we like, results, and you've done a lot of work, so why shouldn't you have the results? And the question, I suppose, as well is, do you believe that you can create what you want to create? So we're now looking at where you're vibrating energetically at this moment in time, right now while you're listening to this. Where will you be energetically vibrating over the next few weeks, and what can you do to change that and shift into a more balanced or more flow space? The other part then about it is really, really looking at whether you believe that you're going to be able to create what you want. Because if we can't get you to a space of like, okay, I'm receptive, I'm going to move into kind of goddess energy, your belief has to be like completely on point as well. So they're the things I want you to look at today. Okay, so I'm going to repeat that, which is, do I actually believe I can create what it is that I want? Okay, with by the end of September and by the end of December of this year, 2019. And then the other part is, where am I vibrating at the moment? These are like the pieces of the puzzle we put together to get us to that space. So think about that today, and then I'll be back tomorrow with some more guidance on this, and have a great Tuesday.